podcast. KillerKellerOfficial.com.
THTC, the UK's leading ethical streetwear label. Organically grown and ethically built garments from hemp, organic cotton and other sustainable materials. 2019 is their 20th anniversary year. Join me with THTC as a Killer Keller podcast sponsor celebrating music, social activism, hemp and street culture. THTC, eco-fashion redefined since 1999.
Instagram UK Frontline.
Beatbox created.
Killer Keller.
We're here to talk about world music and street culture.
Killer Keller Podcast.
Yeah, big shout to our people's graffiti kings. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live and direct, central London, as central as you need to be. This is the Killer Keller Podcast. Subscribe, like, do not sleep, I repeat, do not sleep on my repeat. And while you're at it, get your peepers ready on this one. There's a culture moving right now. There's a new earthquake that's beginning to bubble. And it's coming from my Don to the left of me, your right. His name's Homie from the Hated Skateboards.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm perfect.
We got there. Sorry,
Sorry, I've been putting off bear dates and that.
That's all right. It happens, doesn't it?
Busy bee.
Yeah. I mean, it's part of the cycle of being in the city, isn't it?
That's it.
Got no other choice but to
And no care. Driving as well.
No, you don't drive?
Uber. Uber and trains.
Uber and trains.
Yeah.
I noticed your switch of mode. Getting in, coming back. It's good. I like it. Now, for those of you that have been stuck in some sort of like time warp, Hated Skateboards are really on some like new movement shit, like skateboarding, graph. And if I'm really, really candid, like it kind of spills into exactly what I love about my podcast.
Yeah.
So without question, it was just like, hey, we've got to get in and have a chat.
Yeah, I bumped into you in Camden as well, which is cool.
That's right. I was under strict orders to pixelate the shit out of that. That's all good. It's all good. It's the anonymity of the writer, because you graph as well, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, now it's just a lot of fan art that gets sent in, and we put that up. Yeah. Fan art. But, you know...
Is that a code or something, fan art?
Well, it's just fan art, like fans of the brand will do stuff and send it to me and then I'll upload it.
Oh, I see.
Like Big Trapper Vell. Same as him, he gets a lot of fan art sent to him.
That's mad, so it's like a proper movement that's going on.
Yeah, it's all everyone's showing appreciation.
Yeah, and you're kind of, that's the thing, man, like I get this feeling like it's an energy. It's not really a place or a thing. It's just what you deem it as. What are we right in thinking?
We just do what we feel like, really. Music, skateboarding, graffiti.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just what we did growing up, we're just trying to do as adults.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's always the hard thing to overcome, isn't it? Yeah. Because life gets in the way of that shit pretty quickly.
That's it.
along with mutual friends as well. Like, I think I first clocked your stuff. It was either via Wavy Garms or it was... I know SJ had talked about you.
Yeah.
I think courtesy of Carly. And you know, Carly Inside the House makes a noise. That's it. You know, you've fallen in line, you know. Where did it all begin? Where did it all start for you?
Well, I've got an older brother that quite a lot of graphers will or might know or might have heard of. With a lot of the Kingston lot and that crew, basically. Mm. Hints, a lot of like Twickenham lot, Richmond lot.
Like what's like stay and
yeah, he knows all that lot. Yeah, more like Hints, Trap, Bosk.
Yes.
Those guys.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Smack.
Audio Bullies from them neck of the woods as well. You know.
Yeah, Sai is a good mate of mine.
Yeah. Don.
He's smashing it.
Sweetest dude.
I'm glad to see him doing well again, man.
Just suddenly jump back on with
it. Killing it.
As if it was like next day.
Mm.
I love it when shit like
He's
that.
He's killing
happens.
It.
You know, it restores faith that, you know,
you can make do shit, it, innit? You can do it.
You can make shit happen. How long have you been doing it for?
Well, I just wanted to be like, my brother's quite a few years older than me.
Yeah.
And then I was like, obviously wanted to copy him.
Yeah.
And So I was like, oh, I need a tag. And he was like, he must have come out of jail and he was playing this song a lot in jail and it said it reminded me of him, Tupac, Little Homies. Mm-hmm. So then that's how I got my name, Little Homies.
This is sick.
Yeah. Just a little one trying to like roll with the olders, basically, is what the song's about.
Gotcha. I get a lot of this on the shows, like people using the kind of brother, sister kind of influence.
Yeah.
And that shit just really does.
I've got a little brother as well, and he's like, you know, I like, we all bounce off each other.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's fucking great. Yeah, me and my brother had a similar
I got loads of stepbrothers and sisters out there, so shout them all out as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Dad's active.
You know you're in trouble now. Yeah. You shout one at you.
Yeah, exactly. Big up all my family.
It's true though, isn't it? Like you when you're in like a tight-knit kind of thing like that, especially when you've got one older brother that is like properly into one sort of thing
or
has a real grasp creatively on something, that really does inspire, doesn't
like
it?
Like, my little brother started skating before me and I used to give him shit for it. Like,
of course, because you're the older brother, man.
Yeah.
I was only thinking about this.
I didn't get it, but there wasn't really, like, black skaters or that I had ever seen anyway. I'd never seen a black skateboarder then. I don't even think YouTube was, like, about or...
No, I hear you. No, but YouTube wasn't about, and I know what you're saying. There was sometimes I'd see one or two on, like, 411 or something.
Yeah.
And, like, a lot of ATL guys and... more city type.
Yeah. When I found out about Stevie Williams, I was just like, and like Dirty Ghetto Kids. I mean, that's it. That's what I loved.
Yeah, totally. I was only thinking about this the other day with my brother, because when you're the oldest sibling and
you're the oldest.
Yeah, I'm the oldest. Yeah, and I always think to myself when I was younger, I used to think to myself, damn, he's always copying me, doing shit, always copying me.
Yeah, and it just created
that weird kind of like. Compliment, resentment. It's like, it's such a mad thing. And, you know, being the eldest,
I remember, like, my mum used to dress us up in the same garms. And I remember getting to the age where I was like, I want to pick my own clothes now.
Yeah.
Be a bit different.
Yeah, it's true.
I remember that.
Hand-me-downs on the younger brother, you guys took the heat.
Nah, do you know what it was? My brother's garments were cold. That was the Machino era, Iceberg. So whenever he was in jail, I was out stunting and then...
Smashed it. Oh, you was all right then.
Yeah, I was all right.
What was I rocking?
He was bigger shoes than me though, so I couldn't get the trainers, but the garments were cold.
Did he have were the sneakers cold?
TNs, just straight TNs. And he used to like Gucci loafers as well.
Damn.
Yeah. Oh. He was a stylish guy.
How many years older was he?
7.
Oh, so some of the stuff you had to wait
for. Yeah. He's like 6 foot sank, so he's tall, man. Had to roll those jeans up.
Yeah, exactly. He did the old school kind of surfer look. Roll them right up and the
I must have looked mad, but...
But fashion is another thing that plays in hated, isn't it? I mean, check for those of you that don't know the drip and they can't see, you got the ballet that's doing the
this
Judy
one's
right
a collab with Poundland Bandit, actually.
Damn,
yeah,
sick.
He's big up that.
Poundland Bandit, my Don.
Big up the Poundland Bandit.
Yeah, he's a proper Don Dagan. Yeah, no, he's a wicked.
Yeah.
I met him through Drax, actually.
Yeah.
He was at a couple of events and Drax was like, oh, you guys haven't met. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, but we knew, but we didn't know.
He's always about.
He's always about. And I didn't realise how much of a punk fan he was. Like, we
got
into
all
some
music.
Punk
he
shit.
Does a thing on his Instagram where he does a song of the day.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised by some of the music he likes.
Yeah. But it all kind of makes sense within the concept of the character. You know?
Yeah, it's true.
You know, I love all that. But there's the real brand conscious, heavy sort of thing that pops off, isn't there? With like, for instance, you guys and Wavy Garms, Poundland Bandit.
Yeah.
Some of the offshoot of like punk bands like Mark Mummy.
Duke's Cupboard as well. Big up Duke's Cupboard.
Duke's Cupboard, I need to check them out.
Yeah, you don't know. It's basically vintage Garms reselling.
Sick.
But they do it properly.
Yeah. Have you ever checked out Nocky?
Nocky. Nah, I know about the food Nocky, but that's it.
No, this is the stuff you don't want to eat. This is like he deals in like armor. So he'll take vintage stuff and mash them together.
Yeah.
I'll send you a link.
I'm into that. We just done a stab-proof vest.
Bro, check out this stuff because the collaboration thing is like crazy.
Yeah.
You guys were just like he's on some like 90s like mashup shit.
Yeah,
like rave day shit.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, he's fire.
I'll have to put it in my notes after this.
I love the fact that it's like really, it merges and like there's different, there's this whole kind of like scene that's popping, you know, like you're telling me about people, I'm telling you about people. And it's very,
it's word of mouth, isn't it? That's how you find out about shit.
It's brand centric as well. It's like, it's more about the content and how it relays the message. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's so much more funneled through, you know?
When I first started, I couldn't get followers and I was like, what do I do? And then I just started putting up bare tits. Yeah. So I get bare followers.
And then which is I had where to follow SJ with substance, comes
obviously.
In.
Yeah, shout out SJ.
Yeah, yeah, because she's
a good girl as well, though. She's safe, man.
Yeah, she's
not
safe.
Just a pair of tits.
No, she's fucking safe. Got her doing all the presenting and stuff.
Yeah,
you
I know, like that. Obviously, when I bumped into you in Camden, she introduced us.
And like she come leaps and bounds.
Yeah.
And I didn't even have any kind of clear clue. Like I was like, okay, I do. You know when you just dive right in and you bump into somebody, you know, vicariously on social media, and I'm just like, she looks like she should be a TV presenter. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And that was just it.
It fits.
Sometimes it just fits like that, doesn't it?
Mm.
You know. So at this point when you were trying to garner like numbers and whatnot, what was your bigger vision for it? Like,
what's that when I was...
When you were garnering numbers, because you were saying, you know, you were having trouble getting the numbers.
Oh.
What was your initial vision with the brand?
I just wanted to do something that would fund traveling. So I wanted to go travel around Europe and do whatever, and not have to pay.
So that was it? It was just, motivation was just fun?
Yeah, basically. I wanted to go on a spraycation, basically.
You get
and
that?
Skate with my friends, paint skate parks, whatever. Do
that's
walls.
Sick. Yeah.
And whatever else.
And what started off, how many of you was to begin with? Who was who used at the jump?
The Hated is a big crew.
Yeah.
And the TH stands for a lot of other things, but I ran with the Hated.
Mm-hmm.
I kept getting lined, so I thought, yeah, we're going to go with the Hated.
That's always for the indie.
That's how the name The Hated come about as well.
Gotcha.
Because we all kept getting lined.
That's cold.
Yeah.
That's cold. That is cold. Where did you operate mostly during kind of, you know, the graff spree and the skating spree?
I grew up in Hounslow.
Yeah.
And I skated Kingston like every day as a teenager, like every single day. I'd get the 111 and it was 24 hours, so I'd just come back whenever.
Oh, man.
And just do that, yeah.
Hounslow.
Mm.
I used to have, and my ex was from Austerley.
Shit hole.
You know, I'm trying to work out what gives. I mean, no disrespect to Hounslow in the slightest.
It's just, shithole, but I love it.
Yeah, it's just way out. Reminds me of Crawley, not in a shithole sense, but in like the mix of kind of people.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
there's a skate park in Crawley as well. Yeah,
I've been. It's all right. Big bowl there.
Yeah, big bowl there.
Yeah. Yeah,
big bowl. It's a funny one, isn't it? It's a bit Marmite.
Yeah, I do love Hounslow.
Yeah, of course you grew up there.
Yeah, even like. You got Hounslow Heath, like there's nature there. Like you go into Hounslow Heath, there's cows.
That's crazy.
There's cows, there's like, yeah, it's mad.
It is like so untapped. It's like the most unspoken of place.
Mm.
And that's, to me, that's fucked because like
Buddy G's brought it to like the forefront. Big up your buns.
Hold tight. But that's the thing, isn't it? It's like, it's one of the most, it's one of the most secretly kind of hidden places that people talk about.
Some people have never even heard of it.
Yeah, that's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's mad. But
It's quite rough, man.
Yeah. The times I've been, and I'm talking maybe like twice ever, there's a different energy.
Mm.
It's a different energy.
Yeah. It's like kind of locals only sort of shit.
100%. 100%. And that's the kind of thing I like. But you know when you...
But everyone's like, yeah, friendly. It's not like, oh, you can't roll here. But it's kind of like, who's that? Like,
there's a walk.
Yeah.
There's a walk to the locals.
Especially on an estate, you know? It's like,
yeah.
If you ain't visiting no one, you ain't got no business being there.
I would argue that's Hounslow.
Yeah. Yeah. <too. laughs>
That's kind of like Hounslow. But anyway, no more dogging in Hounslow. And I've also realised like how, in terms of geographics, if you used to get in a car and go from Hounslow, like that whole fringe of like southwest. It's all relatively close.
You're like 10 minutes from Heathrow Airport.
That's what I'm saying. And then you've got like Felton, right?
Yeah,
and
Felton, then you roll. Shithole.
Yeah, yeah.
Shithole, I hate Felton.
Yeah, I've never.
I mean, big up if you live in Felton.
Yeah.
Big up, but it's just. Especially when I was growing up, there was like NF. Do you know about NF and all of that kind of stuff? Yeah.
That's what I get from
that's Felton. But not anymore. Felton's like very diverse now.
Yeah, yeah. How old are you?
But back then, I'm 30.
Yeah, same. That's what I remember from.
Yeah.
And that does stick in your head, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. That's why I just think fuck Felton.
Yeah, yeah.
It just reminds me of like, there's a pub called the Airman. The Airman.
Still,
by, like,
they're still playing.
I'm not sure it's still there, but Felton just reminds me of that pub.
Oh, no, Irish, no blacks, no.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Yeah, see, that scares me, man. That shit really does. I'm not into that. You know what I mean? It's just inhumane. It's not right.
It's not. I don't know, man. I didn't get the hatred back then. I still don't now, but.
No. Well, you were in a bally now. Now he's it's like.
Nobody
knows,
isn't it? Nobody knows. I'll keep it humble. I'm nice. I don't like violence. I'm not on that kind of stuff.
Me neither.
Trying to have fun.
I don't think I've ever. I mean, you know, there's always time, peeps, but I've never really had a fight. Yeah. I've never really, like, you know what I mean? I didn't get to that point where I'm that angry.
Yeah. But it's not always on you, innit? I've been in some situations where.
It's just
creeps. No say in the matter, yeah. You have to.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, totally. It happened to me in St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah.
I jumped on that and I just had to react.
Yeah. Do you know what? Yeah. It happened to me on St. Paddy's Day.
What's what with St. Paddy's Day?
Where was I? There's a pub called The Boston in North, like just past Archway, somewhere around that way. Kentish Town, somewhere like that. Yeah. The Boston. I remember I had my jewellery on and a couple Irish lads. And next thing, bang, I'd been sparked. I had to keep it moving.
Yeah,
like,
really?
I was with people, luckily, so it was like, got broken up, but. Oh, I was in their pub, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's the thing. When you're in that area and it's not yours. It's,
Fuck it.
Mum was just down there and I was just like, you don't realise how much strength you do have. And like kind of, I think where you don't react on anger, you almost react on...
adrenaline.
Yeah, and instinct. And you work a little bit more calculative because you're not a fighter.
Yeah.
It's a mad one, isn't it?
Yeah. I got stabbed.
What?
Got stabbed about 10 years ago.
No fucking way.
And after that, I started doing kung fu.
Oh, shit.
So now I just think,
What is cool?
So my older brother, Tweek,
was
doing kung fu for time, innit?
So he just like...
And he was like, come Wing Chun with me. So I started doing Wing Chun.
Ooh,
my little brother, he's a boxer,
sick.
So... Basically, for time, I was just a punching bag for both my brothers until I started studying fighting myself.
Yeah. That's incredible. That's a story. I mean, I got mugged, but like, there was knives, but not.
Yeah, I kept my shit.
Yeah. Did you? And is that what kind
but
of.
That's like, it sounds silly now going through that because I kept my shit, but it's principles, I guess.
What did they say in terms of your damage? Like.
Punctured lung. No, collapsed lung, pierced liver.
Jesus Christ. Yeah,
it was serious.
Dude. You may not have been here.
Mm-mm.
That's mad.
Yeah,
how many times?
Serious.
They must have got you a couple of times in.
No, once, just straight all the way. But like, it was a one way. He had hold of my hood and I couldn't see anything. And he was just swinging the knife,
Oh my God.
And I shrugged out, kept it moving.
Fuck that. Kung fu.
That's what I'm saying now. I'm all out here doing kung fu, so I'm cool.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Because what happened with me, which is by no means like comparable to that, but there was the confrontation and in a local area for me, which I guess weighs up the pros and cons of both sides here. It takes a while, though, to get over that shit. Not just from your point of view in a medical sense.
Well, I think you're always going to have your back up in certain situations.
Yeah.
You always expect the worst of people.
Yeah, totally. And at what point that actually ends, I have no fucking idea.
Don't. But I'm quite open, like I like meeting people and talking to them of all walks of life. So that's one of the things I love doing, travelling and meeting people.
Mm-mm.
So but then, you know, you've always got your own well being at the back of your mind as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it doesn't actually for me anyway, it doesn't actually interfere in my intro in and correspondence and conduct. But it's, you know, like when you think you know a place and you can handle yourself and you could be in any situation, but you know the golden parachute is around you and you can float into things.
But that's what I thought. I was safe. I was slipping.
Yeah, slipping is the word, bro.
It's on Hamworth Road. So yeah. Hounslow's here, Feltham's here, Hamworth Road connects them. And that's where I was.
Bro, slipping is so the word.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't... That's the thing as well. The scenario is, okay, quote unquote, it wasn't your fault. This shit happened unexpected. But when you know in your heart, you're like, I know that there was one or two key moments within this situation which my streetwise me just didn't even process it.
Yeah.
Just simple things that you probably in any given day, you would have done.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, there was no getting out of this situation, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
When someone sticks it on you with a knife in your face, you're fighting. So that's what it was.
Have you had any altercations since Daniel's son has...
Yeah?
Do you kick
not on one of them ones, but more like, just like security guards trying to stick it on you and things like that, do you know what I mean?
Why?
From skateboarding and whatever.
But then you've got like the secret power, like you can kick some ass. Everyone rally around home.
Do you know what it is? You don't have to fight if you're not shook.
Yeah.
Shook people get into fights.
Elaborate on that.
Like if someone can see the fear in you,
then
that's when it's on top for you because they'll carry on and they'll think they can do what they want.
Oh, that's right.
But if you're not scared,
then
it's harder to bully you and intimidate you.
Do you think that can be said for verbally as well? I think it can.
Yeah, that's where it starts. Someone can tell you to do something.
Yeah.
And if you do it, then that's it. You've already lost.
Yeah. How do you moderate that in long form, because like in the immediate sense, okay, you can discipline the situation, be like, nah, you know what, I'm gonna do it my way, or this will happen like this.
I think just have confidence in yourself, innit? Just know yourself.
Yeah.
And no, you don't have to be able to fight all of these people, but they have to know that, you know, you're gonna defend yourself at all times.
At any given point. In whatever particular way.
Yeah.
I can only imagine like learning like a set skill like Kung Fu, I mean, it draws a ton of inspiration, but for skateboarding, that must be like a proper touch.
Yeah. But you know what it is? Balance, patience, like it does all go in together.
Yeah,
do you think I've got patience?
The missus has spoken. I was speaking to Lee Blackwell about and one of the...
He's like a legend and a myth in skateboarding.
This is the impression I get. And he's very humble with it as well, to be fair. But I had to ask him, because like, we was like same age, and I was like, bro, like... I used to have friends when I was like... Because I skateboarded for a little bit, and I was, you know...
Everyone skateboarded for
a little bit. Yeah, everyone's a beatboxer.
Get hurt, and then they're done.
Oh, mate, dude, I had a mate, right? Because around the back, I lived on a factory, just off a factory estate, right, and there's like loads of...
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in just south of Crawley, in a place called Billingshurst.
Yeah.
Bro, like, we'd like had this whole car park to ourselves, and like, it was sheltered as well, like, no rain or anything. So we got these ramps.
Dream spot.
And we made ramps. People were wall riding off the fucker. It was amazing. People would come from other places. And there's this mate who's kind of on the same league as me. What was his name? His name was... Keith, I think Kevin, right? And
bro,
big up Kevin. I had to big him up because, like, we was on the same level, you know, we was kind of part timers. Yeah, I mean, I was more interested in hip hop and going into London, but I'd see these ramps coming. I was like, God, have a go. One weekend, I go there, and Kevin's there trying kick flips and some shit, and he's going up and down a ramp and all that. And I was like, oh, wicked cool. Like, see you later, Kevin, off he goes. And I come back like the Monday after the weekend, and I'm like, where's Kev? And he goes, oh, he ain't coming around.
Yeah.
I was like, well, what happened?
Kev's in hospital.
He did a kickflip and the board went up into his bollocks. Yeah. And he split the whole shit.
The credit card.
Yeah.
We call that the credit card.
That's the credit card?
Yeah.
Damn. Well, he got all
the pogo or something like that.
Yeah. And I was just like, yo, I ain't doing that again. And this thing with Lee is like, I said to him, I was like, yo, like, I know plenty of people around that, my age group, that got absolutely... You wake up in the morning at 18 or 19?
Yeah, I had surgery. Was it last year? I had surgery last year on my shoulder. My shoulder kept dislocating.
What?
Yeah, it was a nightmare. What? It still is, really. It hurts.
Is it hurt?
Yeah, it hurts.
Is it like a kind of rotator cuff irritant where it kind of...
What was the thing? Bangkok repair, my surgery was called. So they put three claws in to hold my shoulder in place.
No way.
Yeah.
What's the... Right, I'm going to... This is where the medical me suddenly kicks in with blind ignorance.
Yeah.
So what's the life expectancy of, like, your arm...
When, do you know what?
When you've done
it,
that.
They said when they'd done the surgery, it's far gone, so this might not work. And if it doesn't work, then you know, you're going to have more and more surgery. But touch wood, it has worked. And I've been skating a bit more heavily. Yeah. I'm doing a skate tour, and I'm skating in it, you know?
What happens if you land on it? I guess it's already far gone.
Do you know what? As a skateboarder, any skateboarder would tell you, one of the first things you learn is how to slam or how to fall over, basically.
Really?
Yeah, so I just put my arm in and I have to take the hit.
I've seen Hall of Meat and I know none of them come up. That's the mate, the worst.
Hall of Meat, you're out of control. I'm not skating 20 stair handrails or nothing like that, yeah.
Yeah, there is an out of control element to that, isn't there? Like people that are clearly think they're immortal.
Yeah. Some of them are, man. There's a lot of big up John Cardiel.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever get time, just YouTube him.
Was he had some? Has he had some
slams? Dude's broken his back and shit. We done an all hell Cardiel t-shirt.
Really?
Yeah, I got a tattoo.
Well, so is he? Has he passed?
Nah.
He's just not able.
He's just a living legend.
And he's just not allowed to skate anymore.
Nah, he still skates.
Wow, he's a fucking.
Yeah,
G.
He skates. He rides fixie gear. He's like.
Oh, so he's a hero.
Yeah, basically.
How much are these damages, I don't know, but the tin of worms are like...
He's with a big companies that can pay your healthcare and pay things like that.
Yeah.
I can't speak like that, I know that they have, but no, I would expect that
he's
been looked after. Yeah, I would hope.
Yeah. I always hope that all of our heroes are getting looked after in some way, shape or form. Do you know what I mean? You think about all those rock stars.
You see a lot of, I watch so many documentaries and you see a lot of, after sports things where once the football team or the rugby or the American football team has done with you, that's it.
It's peace out,
gone.
What's up with that? It's fucked. I mean, I get it. The money they make...
That's it. No one teaches them how to...
Use it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone needs to teach me to.
Bro, tell me about it. Of course, you can still live in the lash.
We're out here, man. This room is sick, though.
Thank you. I mean, you know, for those of you on the outside, not looking out, whatever which way that is, or you're not even watching, my place is heavily decorated by scantily clad women. There's a swimming pool at the back, Porsche downstairs, shit like that. There's a level of kind of, right. This is going to sound fucking crass, right? But, you know, the whole post-traumatic stress of, if you've not got your monies right and you've gone through hell in emotion, blood, sweat and tears, injuries and shit like that, there has to be some sort of guidance. In the same way, there has to be some sort of, help for manic depressives in music.
Yeah.
There has to be the equivocal, right?
Yeah. But saying that, I don't know, a lot of people don't do what they do for money, Let's be honest, I'm not making loads of money doing what I'm doing, but I'm still doing it.
Yeah.
A lot of people are not making money, let's be real.
No, that's
right. You just love what you're doing, so you're going to do it regardless.
Yeah. Do we think we do that? Because with skateboarding, I don't know.
There's a lot of poses in skateboarding, yeah. Skateboarding's cool now.
Yeah, same as graph.
You know,
graph's cool now.
Back in the day, I got called a grunger for having a skateboard or... No.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
That's mad.
Or even I would wear Vans, not even chunk, the plimsolls.
Yeah.
And it's ganja. Now the same dons are wearing.
Yeah. Now he's laughing.
Yeah.
I had that. I think it was definitely a generational thing where, you know, just being classed as something based on the things you wear. But then that's by design as well. Because I think as.
It's everyone though, isn't it?
Yeah. And. I kind of would wear things as a kid to get the results and a response.
Yeah.
Not, I don't know, it's tribal. You know,
you could see from what outfit you are, what kind of person you are, if that makes sense. Not totally. What kind of person, but what you're into.
Yeah.
What you're into.
Used to be the case heavily.
Yeah.
Not so much now.
Nah, everyone wears a hoodie now.
Everyone wears a hoodie.
Yeah.
And I guess from the brand point of view, because this is something that, I'd like to touch on is in an age now where the brand actually is completely reflecting on who's wearing it. It just seems to me that in terms of eco footprint, you can have anything printed on anything anywhere, and it's cheap. Like, how does... You think about, like, where the Supremes of the world, where it's, like, high and bespoke, but these are the same... They're being manufactured in the same places where you can get one-offs made, you know, and you can
be anything. It is crazy how you can go from zero to massive in a couple of years.
Yeah.
Like, hopefully we do, but, you know...
Yeah,
yeah. We're going to do it regardless, but we could be up there with those guys.
Are you mindful of the footfall of in terms of... footprint, sorry, in terms of how you manufacture your stuff, or is it more like so bespoke it doesn't kind of...
Do you know what? We've been thinking about it.
Mm.
But we've been thinking about it for sales. Mm. Like, I don't... Like, a T-shirt that's already been made, I don't think me selling it is hurting the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not manufacturing T-shirts. Mm. This T-shirt is already made. I'm printing onto it.
Yeah, but having said that,
is that ignorance? I don't know.
I think it's a balancing act, man. Like, yeah. I know where you're coming from because this stuff...
But I've been thinking about it, like biodegradable packaging and everything. It's all been brought to my attention, you know, so it's out there and it's happening.
Yeah.
But I don't know how ignorant I am towards it.
I mean, bro, like, to be fair, like, it only crosses my mind because, I mean, you know, again, like, this is like a bespoke thing you're doing. It's kind of what you're like what Lil Nar does, you know, he kind of does the thing, switch on, switch off, you got a limited run of this, this is what you're getting.
Yeah. And as soon as the Supreme Palace, they all do it.
Yeah. Which are, to my understanding, is a lot more disciplined than the manufacturers.
I think they only do it for resale.
Yeah.
So people buy it specifically to resell it.
Mm.
But that's a good plan.
It's amazing. I think that's the way to go, to be honest. Like, it keeps it real limited, real personable, real, you know, okay, you can get some money out of it, like some heavy cash, you know what I mean?
But
here's the thing, like, think about the gaps in the world.
It matters.
Or the Russell Athletics. You remember them back in the day? Jesus, like...
Yeah.
They used to...
Look at Slazenger. Look at Johnny Banger. He's killing it. I've met him a few times. I don't know him. But I've been seeing him pop in recently.
For real?
Yeah.
Talk to me about that.
In Vogue, having stages at Glastonbury, coming in a helicopter.
Whoa, that's
branded
mad.
Branded with his logos and shit. I look up to that.
That's
shit. Because he's from the gutter too. Like, he started out of nowhere just printing T-shirts.
Would you say he was more... Were you more about the clothing or were you more about the lifestyle?
I think they go hand in hand.
I think they do, don't they?
Mm. I think they go hand in hand.
I think by design for your brand it does, definitely. You know?
But, like, everything has been done. You know what I mean? Everything's already been done.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to do... Johnny Banger done Stash boxer shorts. I mean, they've probably been done before him, but I thought that was genius.
Mm-hmm.
I just see Palace done an advert in a skate magazine that's roach material. Like, it's already set. You know what I mean?
You rip it. Like...
I'm guessing that's already been done, but it's just, you know, these ideas that when you come up with them, they're a winner. Look at Homage Tees. You know about Homage Tees?
Yeah.
I met that dude in Paris. I can't remember his name, but big him up as well because all these people are just making something out of nothing.
You know what? And also, here's the other thing. I know what you're saying about everything's been done, but sometimes technology just isn't there leaning hard enough on to support a thing that might be a really good idea, but it ain't quite there.
Yeah.
Like nowadays, and, you know, coming back to the eco-friendly side of things, you can make one of one.
We have done. There's a guy called Real Fake on Instagram, so shout out to him. He just got in contact with us, and I liked what he did. He basically hand paints, like knockoffs. So, like, he'll hand paint a Gucci jumper and just write the hated or, you know what I mean?
That's sick.
He'll do his own thing with it.
You'll love Nocky, man.
Yeah.
You talk about the bulletproof
thing.
You should definitely check him out because, like, but the bulletproof vest that Stormzy wore on the Banksy piece, that's way go. The bulletproof thing, you know, like, that's another aspect.
But Stormzy probably got people out here trying to kill him too, man. He says fuck the government all the time.
Yeah.
People, they're like, he has power.
Yeah,
he could say something and a million people are going to do it.
Mm.
They don't want that.
No, they don't want that. They don't want that at all. I mean, you know, I mean, actually, we shouldn't really go into this, like, because, you know, we'll end up going down this
road. Yeah, they'll come for us, man.
Bro, they'll come for us. But yeah, you're right, though. Like, the power of the artist. Like, if he was to design some shit right now, some outfits.
I can't see shit in this belly, man.
Sorry. If you were to, that's it, you got it.
Got it.
Yeah, if you was to, like, something like, if he was to put out, like, T-shirts and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, you know.
Well, then Johnny Banger done it at Glastonbury, fuck Boris T-shirts. Damn, everyone had he? Them, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very, very strange time right now.
Yeah.
Yeah?
It is.
Do you listen to punk music?
I can't say yes, because I can't name you any punk bands, yeah. But I like punk music, yeah. What I think is punk music.
Yeah. Do you listen to?
Grime.
Grime, yeah?
Grime. Drill, UK, but I listen to UK music.
Yeah.
So UK garage, yeah. UK, well, grime, UK hip hop. I still like my like Chester P, Task Force sort of shit, but mainly just grime and like I like drill as well, but like
I love drill, man.
Like lyrical, like when they're saying something.
It's crazy when you're a Brit and you're into rap and like you're listening to what you just said there. You know you've gone in from the UK homegrown stuff to hip hop stuff, then you're into grime and then it's drill. I can see the trajectory there. If you're into rap and you know flows, you'll realize how different all three of those are.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Crazy.
One
different.
Of my favorite things is watching Americans react to UK music on YouTube. I can watch it for hours.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, that nigga got flows, dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's like, what the fuck you think, man? We're doing music over here too, man. Yeah.
And what I love is it's our own identity, you know? It actually makes it more pleasurable to listen to American stuff knowing that we ain't trying to replicate it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Rodney P, legend. He's the one that set it off in, well, as far as my hip-hop knowledge goes.
Yeah.
He's the one that set it off.
That's
in a British accent.
Yeah. To my understanding, I mean, I'm sure there'll be contradictions coming so low.
I don't know anyone that was spitting in a British accent, like rap, London slang before.
And with pride.
Before him. Who was it? There was him. There was two other dons in London Posse.
Oh, Sipo. Bionic and.
Yeah. Was it a DJ or was there another rapper?
No, it's a beatboxer.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. What is his name, man? That's going to kill me.
They were sick, man.
Yeah, they were sick.
They still are. I mean, Rodney P's still about.
Yeah.
I swear I was on Westwood killing some people the other day.
Charlie Slough.
Yeah, that's, there you go.
Smashed it. Him and Ty and Black. Yeah, they've been on Kingdom.
Oh, what, was he slewing? He was slewing Westwood.
Yeah, he was fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out Westwood, though, because he's done better.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like... I take these things with a pinch of salt. You know, it's all for the direction.
It's all for the gram.
Yeah, it's all for the gram. But yeah, drill's taken a fucking knock and a half, hasn't it? I kind of, there's one thing like wheeling up on a few things and, you know, but then there is the attention that needs to be drawn and focused on what actually, where that, the root of conversation comes from. And then snipping the communication by locking them off YouTube and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fucked.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, if you get caught with a gun or a knife on you, then that's it. That's a crime. You've obviously got to get imprisoned, but you can't have your music being like... Because a lot of other, like, what about movies then? What about...
Yeah, Cowboy and Indians, come on.
What about poems?
Yeah.
You can't even say Bar Bar Black Sheep anymore. It's mad.
NWA, rap back in the day, all of that was classic, fucking classic. Cops and Robbers amplified to 1,000.
Yeah.
And everyone loves a villain, everyone loves a winner.
Yeah.
Everyone loves the...
If they ban you, they're only going to make you more popular.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, totally. Remember what those sensory labels did to rap?
NWA, man, they killed it. In school, I had an NWA tape and I had a Heartless Crew tape. Heartless Crew versus Pay As You Go. And I just used to swap them over and bang them all day with my little headphone up my sleeve, just sitting there like this.
Oh, you smashed it. Oh, you had the move.
Yeah, that was my move.
That's the move. I think everyone had an NWA tape. It just got really...
I got NWA tattoo, man.
Did you?
Yeah, so straight out of Kingston, yeah.
No way. It's fuego. So it's rap, so that's the thing. With your with the kind of crew that you roll with? Like, how often, like, how many of you are at any given time? Because I see quite a lot of you.
There's bare of us. Yes. And we don't always roll together. We're all dotted about.
It just seems like there is.
But there's no... The thing about graffiti crews, you just see anyone putting anything up. But there's not. It's not like that with us.
Yeah.
You're either a friend or family member,
yeah.
and that's it. Or we paint together, or skate together, and that's it.
It took me a while to work it out because I was like, what's with the skateboard thing? Because I saw the brand it said Hated, and then there was like a lot of it references to music and graph. And I was like, so where's the skateboard bit? And then all of a sudden I see you going out missions, skating. And I was like...
But I've been getting a lot of shit on Instagram saying I'm not putting out enough skateboarding. But we're filming a video. Videos, like proper US skate companies take 5 years to put out a video.
Of course,
I've only been around for 2 years and I've already put out a video.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? I'm working on this shit, so allow me, man.
No one will ever, ever, ever appreciate the labour-intensiveness of this shit, bro.
I'm always working on something. Yeah.
And it tried, you know...
five things.
Even when it comes down to sound, like the tweaks you make in EQ and balance will always become nothing to the discerning ear.
You know what? I'm working on a little project with Audio Bullies. Well, with Simon.
Nice.
So I'm not sure. It won't be under Audio Bullies' umbrella, that's for sure. But we're doing something ourselves. So we'll see how that goes.
I'm learning about
all of that.
Yeah, you learn
what
mixing and all.
Yeah, well, not mixing. I just lay down some vocals and we make beats together.
Oh, you spitting?
Yeah. Yeah, but I wouldn't call myself really an MC because that's a bit of a disrespect to MCs, you know what I mean? I just have fun with it and do my thing.
That's cold. So you're learning as you go along, sort of?
Yeah.
That's the
best but I've always written lyrics since I was young.
Yeah.
But I've never really, you know, I've never been an MC.
You paint with him as well?
I just like, yeah. He's a good mate of mine. I see him a lot.
He's good people. He came down to the live show.
Yeah.
He's been on as well.
That's what you were saying.
Good peoples.
Yeah, man, good he's peoples. My brother.
Yeah, that whole area. I find it interesting. He's done
one with you,
he's
isn't
come it? Through, he's come through. He's probably out when this comes out.
Yeah,
he's cold, man. Like, it's the first time I met him and we just got on, like, click, bang.
Yeah,
like,
he's a mellow, humble guy. Think what that guy's done, he's toured the world on private jets.
Still rolls through with a skateboard.
Yeah, that's it. I met him at a skate park. Met him at a skate park,
just
like...
does thing.
7-8 years ago.
He's
been rolling together since.
Yeah. They kind of cornered the market.
Yeah, man.
I'm always impressed.
Tom as well.
That.
Shout out Tom.
Yeah, hold tight, Tom. Yeah.
He's doing a lot of stuff too. Like,
I love the way that people corner markets like that and just kind of they nurture their own lane, you know?
Yeah.
I love that.
He's a boss at what they're sick at what they do.
Yeah, for real. So when's this stuff going to come out then?
I don't know. We've been doing it for time. I was supposed to... We've got songs that are half finished. Yeah. I was going to go to NAS this weekend, just gone. I don't know when this is going to come out. But but I didn't end up going.
That place is crazy.
Yeah.
The festival's mad.
Yeah. It's a bit young. It's a young crowd.
Yeah.
But you have fun there.
Boardmasters as well.
I love Boardmasters.
That's the spot.
Yeah.
I played
Nuki,
both of them.
Innit?
Yeah. I played both of them.
Do you know what? I met Rodney P there.
Mm-hmm.
And I spit with Rodney P on stage at Boardmasters, and I was just anyone.
Yeah.
And then, like, he was like, yo, like...
He's that guy. He's a champion of like people that have got.
And
the
he's like
to
he didn't care.
Shit.
I was probably so shit. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. He was passing me the mic still. Do you know what I mean?
Come on,
come round me up and shit. Yeah,
that's sick. How you find this opportunity? Because I get asked this question, to be fair. But what? How do you funnel like all these different things? How in your head in 10 years from now are you? How do you see the brand? Because you've got talking about the verses and doing tunes. You're talking about the clothing. You're talking about the skateboarding and the graph. I can see it, but how do you envisage it in 10 years from now?
I want to basically. Just what I saw myself doing was traveling and skating and painting for free.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can do that for the next generation, like we sponsor a couple kids, a couple teenagers and that. So they carry on skating well. We'll keep helping them travel, And then that's they wicked. Can, you know what I mean? And then that's how the circle goes.
And I guess the gram and all those things will aid the endorsement.
We are like, apart from people searching us on Google, we're 100% advertised on Instagram. Mm. I mean, there's no, we don't do Facebook really. We've got one, but yeah. We don't use it. I mean, yeah, Instagram is the way forward for yeah. sure.
Everything's about that. Yeah. It's like all the social networks in one.
Mm.
You know? The only thing I miss about it and its inclusion of all the other kind of social medias is, you know, MySpace back in the day with the
MySpace
whole
MySpace was sick.
Bro, with the jukebox thing.
Yeah, and you had your like, fortunes.
Boom.
And that represents you in it. Like the first one. Tune when you go on someone's scene, yeah. You're like, okay, that's what they're
that's
about.
That's cold.
Little, and your little eight friends as well. So yeah, like, yeah. Oh, you know this? They're one of your top eight selected.
Totally. They're your best mates.
Yeah. That's so then if they're in their top eight and they're in yours, oh, we'll probably be cooler.
That's so cold. And if they did that just a little bit,
honestly, yeah.
That's it.
But there's room for. Yeah. But there's bare other things. I haven't got a Twitter. I haven't got a Snapchat.
You haven't, have you?
Maybe I'm definitely late, but.
No.
I don't know.
I don't think it's that.
I don't get it.
Your brand is, it's definitely for a young audience. And let's remember as well, skateboarding is a visual aspect that Instagram have kind of, it's kind of embraced.
Yeah, pictures and videos, isn't it?
Yeah.
And obviously captions. There's a lot of witty people out there as well. I like, on Explore, like looking at the photo and then what have they said about the photo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that
laugh.
Too. Yeah.
Trappavelli is a good one. Trap House Tattooer.
Oh, yeah, hold
Shout
on.
Shout out Trap House, yeah.
Real,
he's very smart and witty with his comments.
The
and
Bants
his overall
on
stuff.
Fire.
Yeah. Same as Poundland Bandit.
Yeah, kills it.
Very smart guy.
Yeah. Damn, it is fucking smart. Sometimes I'm just like, whoa, geezer just got it.
How
on
can you mock
money.
People for a living?
Yeah, it's amazing.
I mean, I don't know his money situation, but I know he's out here rinsing the shit out of everyone,
yeah.
including me. He kills everyone on Instagram, bro.
Yeah, he's on a rinse. I know, I haven't been caught on that one yet.
Trust me, there's a meme starter pack for you out there, bro. he's got you.
Everyone has a starter pack. Mm. If you've not checked out Poundland Bandit, again, you know, just jumping on that. And all the other people we're talking about. The thing with skateboarding, right, and it's a new wave thing, is that when... Right, and I've said this before on here, but I'm going to reiterate. You do a selfie, you can have like 80 of the motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And you
just
pick the best one. You're like, that's my best me. And you throw it back on the
ground. My best me,
yeah. It's my best me.
Yeah.
Me and him are friends, is the best me. Right, that's what I know as a beatboxer, that's what I do too. I could do many takes I want, get that sound exactly how I want it done before posting it, etc. You know, make sure that performance, everything, same with skateboarding. Then you throw it out there, the best of the best of the best you've done, you throw it out there into the ether, and then someone betters that.
Yeah.
That's crazy levels.
Another thing is...
Excuse me,
not everything on the internet is real.
For real.
People are out here posting beach photos from two, three years ago, and they're at home and their mum's flat in... wherever.
Really?
You know, I mean, it's just people showing the life that they wish they were living a lot of the time.
That's fearful, is it? Scares me.
It is scary. And it's like people then look up to these people as well.
Yeah.
It's all manufactured.
Yeah.
It's all manufactured.
This definitely is going to be a spicy comment, but it isn't loaded. No.
I mean,
this is spicy. I'm going down a road that I'm the cul-de-sac of. Yeah, but guys fall into this as well. But I do feel for girls, man. I'm like, some of the bullshit.
Yeah.
That I just, it's so vacuous. Like,
yeah.
The role models.
There's a couple like girls I chat to. One in particular, I'm not going to name names, but she's famous. She's been on a TV show, etc. And she's screenshotted and sent me the vile kind of things that people say to her.
Damn.
Just like haters, man.
Haters, man.
For no reason.
Yeah.
At all. Just haters.
I feel that.
It's making her feel a way. Like, you're going to like, you know what I mean? Mental health is a big thing and the internet, it goes hand in hand with mental health, I think.
And you know, the other fucked up thing about this whole mental health hashtag shit is it's real.
Yeah.
But the amount of women and guys that post mental health awareness, but yet absolute assholes to people.
Well, I could fall in that category.
You reckon?
Yeah, I mean, I...
How you figure?
I post all the time, at least once a month. If you are ever feeling low, please direct message me.
Yeah.
And I will have a conversation with you. I'm not a counsellor, I'm not anything, but I will talk to you.
Hold on, but you don't do some...
No, but that's then what I mean. I'm saying on the flip side, I could call someone a cunt.
Gotcha.
But I'm saying I post, you know, and people do, they message me saying, I felt like this way, I feel like this, and I say to them, listen, the first thing you have to understand is everybody has these feelings.
100%, bro.
Everybody. 100%. I get young kids, adults, women.
It's about building your body armour. People have to expect this in life, but when they're not ready for it, or it beats them down too much. Do you mean it's
hard.
It's,
and we all go through it.
100%.
We all go through it. You don't have to put a label on it.
No.
You don't have to be depressed or whatever. Or even happy. Some people are bipolar. If you're happy and you're doing something mad, that's still mental health problems.
Exactly. There's a fine-tuned... It's a balance, isn't it? Mm. And giving it a label almost like puts it somewhere that you know... Oh, to be
it makes it fixed already.
Yeah.
It seems like you fixed it by saying, oh, you have this.
Yeah. But it's like a real... Just getting to know yourself, I think, as you get older, I guess...
And you know your triggers. You know your triggers. Stuff. I'm strictly CBD out here. Shout out to the ones that know. Big up Sipra and them, man.
I'll type
Sipra. Put me onto CBD, man. Yeah. So I don't... Because I love weed, innit?
Yeah.
I love smoking weed. I love the smell. I love the taste. Mm-hmm. But I can't be out here in public high because I just... Yeah. I'm acting different.
Yeah.
So then I have a little CBD, especially at festivals and stuff.
Oh, that's funny.
You need to taste it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I can't do any of that shit, man. Like, I'm too...
Yeah, you're clean. You're saying as I come in. I was trying to get the beers in.
Hey, no, this is only recent. I mean, you know...
What you said, 2 weeks?
2 months.
2 months, 2 months.
Just been good, a bit. Man. I mean, never say never, because I've fallen in and out. I was sober for a year, and then I come back on and going ham, and life's too short.
I don't think I've ever been sober for... I mean, not that I'm fucked every day, but, I have a beer at least once a week. I smoke every night.
See, I have the problem where it's like the binging. I fall into binge mode. Like,
yeah, I was like that. Probably... Yeah. I know what I mean, I've got on the straight and that.
Yeah, girls do
my
that,
girl,
man.
Yeah,
for real.
Can't be out here acting like a prick.
Yeah, bro, like, gets you in too much trouble. And when I think about it now, all the kind of problems I ever encroach in my
You're
life...
You're blame women.
It's drink. It's blame women. It's drink,
it is.
It's just the vices come out, you know? But weed is a weird one, man. It's like,
cheers.
Cheers to that. No, listen, I ain't in any way being like higher than Dad. Like,
no. I know exactly where you're
just at the moment, because I could totally jump in and do it. Right,
I know exactly
again.
Where you're coming from, trust me.
But the weed thing, I've never really gotten into. I think it's the control thing.
You're not a smoker? I thought you would be a smoker.
No, I've never ever done it.
Really?
It's a mad one.
Yeah.
I smoke a cigar.
I started young smoking weed, yeah.
But you're used to it, innit?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Now I'm not, because the weed is different now. When I was in school, that was like 15 years ago, the weed is different now.
Really?
Man. Yeah.
In what way?
It's just strong.
Really?
It's just strong. Yeah. The weed is strong
different
now.
Different strains now.
Yeah, it's all like mad purple this and pineapple that.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I mean, them flavours are banging, but I just take it easy.
Man, it sends me off. Like, I think the last time I did it was with Tizer.
Yeah.
Doing the piece for Tizer. Big up Tizer all day. Legend.
I know I'm too tough, but he's a legend.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is as well? What someone close to me grows weed. Mm. So I'm more than happy to smoke that weed. I know that it's good weed. I know where it's come from. It ain't got no shit on it.
Mm.
So I just smoke that.
See, that's the way. When you've got a good, reputable dealer, that's a mate. I always figured I'd probably make a good dealer myself because I don't do it.
Yeah. I tried it.
Did you?
I tried shotting for a while when I was younger. I was good at it. I was making more money than the teachers, for sure. But
oh, yeah. Do you reckon there's still some gross in it? You can still make some gross?
Yeah. It's a lot of money, isn't it?
Yeah,
they say money don't grow on trees. I can assure you it does. But it's not... It's that kind of lifestyle. Do you want to be looking over your shoulder from police, people trying to rob you? How are you going to buy a house with weed money?
But here's the bigger question, and this is the thing, especially being in London. How are you supposed to buy anything being in the entertainment?
With any money.
With anything. If you're in the entertainment industry or you're in the commercial, supply demand world. Yeah. Like, you ain't gonna like.
But do you know, that's funny you say that, because I realized it myself when I would be like, oh, I need to take photos of this product. I need a photographer.
Yeah.
Everyone expects something for free. Even yeah. I used to, you know. Mm. So big up everyone that's ever helped me.
Mm, for real. Well. Absolutely. Shout out Sicily. This don't go, yeah, me too. I'm all over that. Because there are good people there that see your vision.
Yeah, photographers, yeah. filmmakers.
That's true.
Yeah.
But how people, I mean, I say this as an artist, still to this day, I still... Money comes and goes. It's always, sometimes you're on the highest of highs, sometimes you're on the lowest of lows.
Yeah.
You know, and with your...
Ah, that's what I say.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like, you just don't know when...
It's easy come, easy go.
Easy come, easy go. And because it sometimes it's like, how did I fucking live last month? How did that happen?
Yeah.
Because you just get by and it's somehow you just get to the next.
Yeah.
And you get to the next and...
You've got no choice.
You haven't got any choice, have you? You know? Makes it sometimes harder. To be creative.
Mm. Well, if you're skint, well, I find sometimes if I'm skint, I just haven't got motivation. Mm. My first motivation is to get money, and then it's to do something with that money, and then I'm skint again.
Yeah.
So, like, as long as I can just go, I don't even have to do anything, but if I've got money there, then I know, if I want to go Dam tomorrow, I can. Yeah. Let's go Belgium.
Yeah.
Do whatever.
Yeah. I love that. Mm. When you got a bit of money, just when the glass
just
is half
enough.
Full.
Just yeah. enough.
Because yeah, you know you get complacent.
I'm still avoiding bills here, but I'm still having fun here.
Yeah, traveling. It's that sweet spot where you've got money in the bank and you know it's not going go anywhere for at least 5 days. And you're just like, yeah, this is me.
Yeah. 100%.
I talk to people about it and regarding like the graph thing of like buying your paint now, which is
a whole thing.
And it can be quite expensive, not can't it?
Now... It's normal.
Yeah.
When I started, it wasn't normal.
No.
I don't think I ever bought paint until a few years ago. But having said that, I haven't been out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like a lot of people have done. Yeah. I stopped painting for ages.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped painting for ages. I've just reunited the last 5 years again with it. But back in the day, I never used to.
What's your take on it? Like, I mean, this is not a loaded question, but what was your take on it? Like, are you... more happy to be able to purchase the colours that you thought would never have existed?
The colours are not really a thing for me. Unless we're doing, like, me and Toes, a couple of us will meet up and be like, let's do this colour. Then we get excited, like, yeah, there's six of us and we're all doing it. Do you know what I mean? But I'm happy with, like, what I've got in it.
Yeah, it's good.
Or even, like, if I ain't got enough Obey or someone, to have the whole Obey.
Bro, like, I've seen the Obey everywhere at the moment.
Yeah. He's not putting two and two together now?
No.
I'll say no more. I'll say it off air.
Okay, we'll talk.
Been on your show. Say nothing.
Oh, shit, son. All right. I'm going to put this fucking...
Legendary status, man.
I'm about to... I just seen him up like...
Yeah, he's getting out there. All shout out Coes.
For real.
Coes, Toes.
We're going to fucking have a fucking chat after this thing. Right?
Yeah, 100%.
But
everyone, because... it's not that deep, innit? Right? Don't write on churches.
Yeah.
Don't write on personal property. Mm. It's not that deep, innit?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah,
it's not that deep.
Yeah.
Just do, like, have fun with it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's true. Be safe.
And I was surprised how long a can lasts for. To be fair, like, you can buy a paint.
Yeah.
That the can lasts a while.
Yeah, it depends what kind of caps you got on and that.
Yeah.
If you're doing something that you need to be doing it fast, then you'll have like, it'll go quick.
Yeah. You know what's been awesome about this podcast is I've genuinely chopped it up with you on such a broad level.
Yeah, there's
the
been
street
no
fucking culture.
Straight subject.
Yeah, and I love it. And this is exactly, you know, we will wind it up because obviously it's quite late. But
you got your jewellery on as well. I wanted to say it. I forgot my jewellery today.
Oh, my G.
But shout out Aurum London. Give them a follow as well.
Oh, give them a follow.
Aurum London.
Know what I mean?
Come get some gold.
Yeah, you know that. Listen. It's been great chopping it up. We could do a part two on this. How's that?
Yeah.
We'll fucking knock up.
I'll bring
the crew.
Maybe I'll bring my brothers.
Bring them down.
Yeah. They can tell you how they used to kick the shit out of me.
Yeah. You know that. They're going to listen to this and like, oh, God, no, really?
Yeah, no, because you know what? I could have stunted and said, da-da-da-da-da. But I told the truth out here, man.
That's
I was a punching bag for time.
Okay, so, and it's the hated skateboards.
That's
it. Tell them.
That's it, innit? We're not trying to be anything that we're not. Just follow us on Instagram and join in, get involved. We're very, interactive. I like talking to people every day,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, so, well, that's how we connected, wasn't
it? Yeah, for sure. Yeah. That's how it goes.
Absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, whoever you are in the world, you know, make sure you stand up for that ovation of the great conversations with the man, like homie.
Big up.
Hate Skateboards and stuff. Thank you for coming through.
Thank you for having me, man.
Yeah, much
love. I'll hold you to that.
Yeah. We got this. You know it. Killer Keller Podcast. Listen, like, subscribe, comment.
Follow,
all that bizzle. Look, we got Fly on the
thing. Yeah, it's probably been buzzing about the whole thing.
I love it. Co-starring The Fly. Hold tight, Killer Keller Podcast.
Hold tight, The Fly. Hold tight, Pigeons, too, because they get too much hate.
Oh, yeah, hated on the Pigeons. Yeah, the Flying Rats.
I have to say that. No, yeah, I love
give
Pigeons.
Give enough love to the it's happening.
It's about.
Old type people, Killer Keller Podcast. Stay lucky. Peace.
Safe.